I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
He's a well-respected high school football scout, known for his unpopular opinion and brash commentary.
The coach, Keith Miller.
They bring you the transparent truth, the world's number one source for high school football recruiting news and interviews. The transparent truth.
It's time for our Sit and Sleep Sleeper of the Week. Really want to thank our guy, Larry Miller. He's allowing us to showcase unknown prospects that need to be brought to the spotlight. Larry is all about family and community, and his support is helping to change the lives of young players across the country. Each week, young men are getting scholarship offers after being featured on this show. So thank you, Larry. When we have business and a man that is really interested in the community, we need to show our support right back at him. Sit and Sleep is the only place that offers advanced sleep technology. Greg?
Body diagnostics. That's five-star stuff. This is high-quality stuff. Lay down on a mattress, and within seconds, thousands of sensors can help you find the absolute right mattress for you.
Wow, within seconds?
Seconds.
Man, that's awesome.
Sit and Sleep.
They'll beat anyone's advertised price, or your mattress is free. Appreciate you, Larry Miller.
Thank you, Larry.
Welcome, welcome. You're now listening to the Transparent Truth. It's your boy, Coach Keith. Intercom, Miracle Mile, Maslin and Wilshire. We in here, baby. Excited to be here. Recording live on a Tuesday. Got a quick show for you today. Still, got some good stuff, man. Got some good stuff, and I think these hot takes you guys are going to like. I think it's going to mean a little bit something in a couple of, maybe a month or so than it will now, but I think you guys are really tap into it today. So let's go ahead and get started. Let's start off with our recruiting news.
The Transparent Truth Recruiting Report.
Recruiting for the week, Mason Rudolph is an athlete offer from Utah. Bosco O-lineman Maximus Gibbs, Texas A&M offer. Ethan Calvert, linebacker Oaks Christian, Wazoo. 2021 tight end DN San Clemente, Bentley Redden, Fresno State. Demonic Williams, Alamany. By the way of Narbonne, Michigan State offer. Santa Margarita defensive end, Derek Wilkins, USC. Xavier Worthy out of Central California, USC. USC tapping in. California prospects, they need to pull in some big-time players. Wilkins would be a good get. Worthy's a big-time player as well. So USC, again, trying to get after it on the recruiting trail. Newly named passing game defensive coordinator from the University of Oregon. Now at SC, Mr. Dante Williams, trying to light the fire there at SC and take back the West. But not if Arizona State has something to say about it. But moving along, I want to talk a little bit about the Rivals five-star invites. So yeah, the Rivals camp this weekend, and guys got invited to their five-star, you know, whatever it's called, five-star camp or five-star show or showcase or whatever it's called. Relique Brown, running back modern day. He was dynamic again. I wasn't there, but I saw the video. Relique. Jake Garcia, quarterback La Habra High School, by the way, at Narbonne. Tyler Buckner, quarterback out of Bishops, one of my favorite players in the country. Lit it up, throwing the ball. Sierra Wright out of Loyola. Big time cornerback. Locking down receivers. Had a good day. Jalen Davies, Damani Jackson, modern day Monarchs. They get the five-star invite. And how about Ernest Green, 2022? Five-star invite from St. John Bosco. Congratulations to the players who got offers and players who got invites. It's all love from Coach Keith. Moving along, it's time for my Sleeper of the Week. All right, my Sleeper of the Week this week comes from Palisades High School. Up in the city section, offensive lineman 2021, Nick Calcaterra. I like this big boy. I like him a lot. Nick is about 6'4", 6'5", about 320 pounds, but he's light on his puppies. He can move left, he can move right, or he can walk you down. He's a road grader. I love his ability to get to the second and third level on screens and draws and put people on the ground. He's mean and he's nasty when he needs to be. Shows really good hand placing, really good knee bend. I like his ability to explode through his hips and on his drive block and really finish with authority. Nick Calcaterra, Palisades High School, 2021, offensive lineman, Power 5 guy. Congratulations, young man. You're this week's Transparent Truth Sleeper of the Week. Let's move along. Got my hot takes. I told you this is a quick show, but I got my hot takes and I feel strongly about these hot takes. So Zion and LeBron got a chance to get after it again, I think for the second time this season. And for the second time this year, I believe Zion showed that he could compete on LeBron's level. Now, the Lakers won and LeBron was awesome, but man, Zion was equally as good. Going up and over people, driving past people, finishing with authority, finishing with finesse. Still needs to develop a consistent outside game, but man, does he look like a combination between Dominique Wilkins and Charles Barkley. Zion Williamson taking it to the Lakers, dunking on everybody. But LeBron, the king, King James, they get the W. LeBron with a trip dub, 35, like 13 and 12. He was nice. There's no question, but here's the big part. Pelicans are the A seed right now. Lakers are the one seed. This is going to be a fantastic matchup in the first round of playoffs for a couple of reasons. Number one, both teams have good supporting cast. Ball, Ingram, Drew Holiday, got a lot of West Coast feel to that Pelicans team, right? Then you got the Lakers. Of course, Anthony Davis is a top five talent, but they got Kuz, they got Rondo. They got players as well. I think the supporting cast are good on both sides. It'd be good to watch those guys go at it, but I'm here for the superstars. I think Zion and LeBron have an epic battle. Kind of like, Dominique would have with Bird, right? Or Jordan would have with Bird, or you know what I mean? I think we're in for an epic battle between Zion and LeBron in the first round. And I will be on my couch with my guacamole and my chips and my iced tea watching it, smiling. Because I want to see these two big freak shows, behemoths, go at each other and compete for a chance to move on. That's going to be a lot of fun. Going to be a lot of fun. Let's move along. Let's go to the NFL Combine. NFL Combine, annual deal. Always like to watch and listen in. Always like to champion the local prospects. And I thought some guys did really well. Let's start with Austin Jackson, offensive lineman from USC. Remember him coming out of high school, out of Arizona. Look at him. You could tell he's an NFL guy. He had the feet. He had the length. He had the size. Just beautifully built offensive lineman. Thought he performed well. Also from USC, Michael Pittman Jr. Thought he did a really nice job. 4.52, I believe, at 6'4", 225. Great size, good speed. Mike can, he's a 50-50 guy. He can catch the ball. But he's got more speed than people give him credit for. So, Michael Pittman Jr. doing a really nice job. I think he puts himself probably in the, late second, third round. And I think that's a good spot for him. How about Darnay Holmes? Darnay Holmes doing an excellent job. Deion Sanders really spot shadowed him. Thought he said he was the best looking DB out there. I thought Darnay was very, very smooth in his transitions, but very explosive coming out of his breaks. And that's the important piece. Can you get the top speed when you flip your hips? And then can you come out that break after sticking your foot in the ground and still be explosive? Some guys can only get the top speed when they flip the hips, and then out there breaks, they're slow. But he's built the right way at that position to where when he gets the top speed, he can throttle down and burst back in the next direction. I thought he did a great job showing that. He had the eye of the tiger. This guy betting on himself, well-documented, betting on himself. Coming out as a junior, he wasn't promised a first-round slot. Betting on himself. He had the eye of the tiger at the combine. thought he interviewed great, you know, with the media. And I thought he performed great. He just, you know, making plays, diving for interceptions, and just looked beautiful in the drills. And I've been a big, big Darnay fan for a long time. When I was working for the Army Bowl, I'm the one who recruited Darnay to the Army Bowl. He's one of the first kids I ever did a transparent evaluation on live on a social media platform. Darnay, I've really enjoyed the kid. I love watching him, talking to him ever since I met him a long time ago. And I'm rooting for him. Did a great job, man. He didn't run as fast as he wanted to. I think he ran 4.51. I'm sure he wanted to run in the 4.4s, possibly the 4.3s. But 4.51 is what it is. And he get a chance to improve that on his pro day. So we'll see how that works out. But definitely looked great. I thought he put himself in the third round discussion come draft day. Okay. So no, that was good to see. Local products, kids that I know that I've engaged with going out and, you know, putting their best foot forward at the NFL Combine. Let's talk a little bit about some of the other guys who did well at the Combine. How about Isaiah Simmons? What about that freak show? What about that? 6'4", 240, running 4.39. I mean, you mean this guy is faster than Julio Jones at 6'4", 240? Now listen, I'm a defensive guy, but I like to win. This guy helps you win. Once he's in the game, there's no idea what this defense is going to be. He can be an edge rusher. He could be at a linebacker, inside or outside. He could be a detached guy. He could be a nickel guy, a dime guy. He could be a safety. For me, Isaiah Simmons is in consideration for number one overall. Now, I know the Bengals need a quarterback. But what if they trade down, pick up somebody in free agency, somebody else trades up? Simmons should be considered for the number one overall. He looks like Anthony Barr on steroids. Anthony Barr was a great player, double-digit sack guy his last 2 years in college. He's been a perennial pro bowler in the NFL. This guy is Anthony Barr on 2.0. Think about it. This guy is Hall of Fame good. And I can't wait to see him play in the NFL. He's going to be off the chain. So Isaiah Simmons tore up the combine. Again, 4.39 at 6'4", 240. Who's doing that? Nobody is. Let me answer that for you. I thought another freak show was Henry Ruggs. And let me tell you a little bit why. First of all, let's go back. I evaluated that 2017 class when they were sophomores, right? It was T. Higgins at the time, Trayvon something. He's at Florida now playing receiver. Who else? Jerry Jeudy was a part of that group. And T. Higgins came out as my number one receiver in that sophomore when they were sophomores. Ended their sophomore year. Henry Ruggs wasn't even thought of. I don't even know who Henry Ruggs was, right? I didn't know who he was until he got to Bama. But as I got a chance to watch his highlight tape, not his football highlight tape, but his basketball mixtape, what was I looking at? I was looking at an NBA player. I could not believe a guy 6 feet was doing the things that he was doing. I said, oh my God, this dude is a monster. Fast forward, he goes to Bama, lights it up. He's in the draft now. Listen, here's my take. Henry Ruggs is a bigger cheetah. Okay? He's a bigger Tyreek Hill. Think about that. Tyreek Hill is about 5'7". Henry Ruggs is Tyreek Hill at 6 feet tall. He is going to destroy the league. He is going to be a problem. And if I'm the Raiders, I move up to draft him. I don't care what I got to get. Henry Ruggs is going to be vicious, a savage in the league. He will not be stopped. Remember, I'm telling you this now. And whoever gets him, get his fantasy numbers. He's going Pro Bowl, the whole nine yards. I'm telling you, Henry Ruggs. I've never seen anything like this. A 6 foot guy doing the things that he can do with that type of speed and explosion. Dude, let me tell you, he is going to tear people apart. And it's only a matter of when, not if. Okay, let's move along. Want to talk a little bit about the rivals dominate at rivals. Think about that for a second. Rivals dominate at rivals. Now listen, ladies and gentlemen, Bosco Mater Dei, the two top schools in the country for football, high school football. Mater Dei has three guys that went on to win rivals' positional MVPs. Malik Brown for running backs. David Bailey as a linebacker. Kyron Ware Hudson as a receiver. Three guys win positional MVP from the same damn school. That's ridiculous. And then you got Bosco. Well, check. Let's go back to Mater Dei. I didn't even mention Jalen Davies and Damani Jackson. Two of the best corners in the country, different classes, but still two of the best. Rajon Davis wasn't even there. Transfer quarterback Emmett Brown, who's really good, wasn't even there. Man. Or maybe he was there. I just didn't hear nothing about it. Mater Dei is loaded. But let's go to Bosco. Edward Riley, really good showing, right? Maximus Gibbs, dominant. Ernest Green, five-star invite, positional MVP. They're loaded up front at Bosco. I'm hearing about a defensive end from like Israel or Germany or somewhere who's 6'5 and 230. They're loaded again. Bo Collins, we know he's a problem. He's all in. Bosco's loaded. Mater Dei's loaded. They got the best players. Yeah, I know. They got great coaching, right? Yeah, listen. Great coaching looks great when you got great players. Okay, and I'm not taking anything away from either staff. But let's give them Locke High School's talent and see what they can do with that. Right. They got great players on each side. And to their credit, they've attracted great players to each side. But when is somebody else going to join the race? I mean, it's March, beginning of March. I already have Bosco and Mater Dei in the championship. Not just the CIF championship, but playing for the national title again next winter. See how ridiculous that is? Somebody else has got to join the party. I'm not just talking locally. I'm talking nationally. Somebody's got to join the party. IMG, kind of fell off. Duncanville, Jaquinda Jackson's gone. They're going to take a little step back. The LaSalle, they've taken a step back. It's Bosco Mater Dei, ladies and gentlemen. Rivals dominate at Rivals. Bosco and Mater Dei kids destroy the Rivals camp. They take home most of the awards. They headed to the five-star invite. Somebody has to join that party or disrupt the status quo. Who's got the guts to do it? We'll see. That about does it for me on this show. I appreciate you joining me. Tap in on Friday. I got a great interview with an outstanding guest. You're not going to want to miss it. But until then, there's a new sheriff in town, and his name is Reggie Hammond. Y'all be cool.